Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is your automotive host with the most, Rob Pitts, in the studio. And with me in the studio, as always, Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody? How about a shout out to all the Hot Rodders in Cleveland, Ohio?
Cleveland rocks.
Probably not doing a whole lot right now.
No. They're shoveling their driveway right now.
They're driving their snowmobile.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And the keeper of the gummy bears.
The keeper of the gummy bears.
The keeper of the gummy bears. So, you know, how's your week been? How's everybody's week going?
Wide open. Wide open.
Wide open. Mine's been pretty busy, too. How about your professor?
You've been I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. It's just a bad week.
Man, I've seen some things.
I told you a little bit about off-air things.
I told you some things that I saw yesterday at work.
Yeah, well, that gets you every time. You know what I'm saying. There's worse things. So, how about car-related things? Anything cool?
No.
How about the vet? How's it doing?
It's doing great. I tried to start cleaning it up last
General Motors.
Weekend.
That's why.
I know. I tried to start cleaning it up for Rumble in the Park, which by the time this airs, of course, will have already happened.
We're coming to you from the future.
Yeah.
It happened yesterday.
Great turnout. Great turnout.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's been raining constantly, so my car might not be spit shined when we arrive yesterday.
We got to go back to the future. Better hope that thing's got a flux capacitor in it.
When I get there yesterday morning, my car could look better.
Well, when you get there yesterday morning, make sure you just wipe it down.
Sorry, I would love to know, let you think I was paying attention, Kobe, but I couldn't do it because Patrick has the coronavirus.
I know, I see
he's
him
over sneezing and coughing and gagging everywhere. So basically, this is probably going to be the last Hot Rods and Happy Hour because we're going to be damn quarantined. Super.
Where is his mask?
Yeah, really. How about put a bag over your head?
Do you want me to die? No.
No, I don't want you to die. Well, I mean,
I don't want to catch what you got.
The coronavirus is going to get you anyway. I mean,
I sneezed.
That's how it starts.
Okay. Did I sneeze in my hand?
We need to like rub him down with some Purell.
Well, I'm gonna go get the Lysol spray.
What? This is a family show.
I'm gonna spray you down with Lysol.
I need to Purell my hands.
Need to drink some of it.
You weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
This brings us back to that conversation we had last year about when everybody was getting sick and I came in here with Lysol and sprayed everything.
You keep your cooties to yourself.
That's right.
How many people use these mics?
A ton.
I'm feeling uncomfortable now. Like, I feel like I need my little
hand sanitizer or something.
I don't. What are you supposed to do? Gargle with it? I mean, hell.
No. I'm talking about my mouth don't go on this, but I'm just saying.
You better be glad we're on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have so took that.
I know you could have.
I could have went to the next level, but I didn't.
But we're going back to yesterday.
So anyway, we all get there yesterday.
We had a great turnout. We had music. We had everything. Cars.
No.
Yeah, vendors and everything.
So, I mean, that's fun. So you're getting ready for the rain. You know.
Getting ready for the rain. We're in the rain every day.
Yeah, we're in the rain every day. All right. So, did you guys miss me? I was gone for days.
I didn't even know you were gone.
I could have been laying face down dead in a ditch.
Where'd you go?
You left. The day after we recorded last week's show.
Exactly.
And Where'd you go back by Saturday.
Was you gone?
Did you leave? No, I'm just kidding.
So you're really only gone for like two work days.
And that's what the scar is on his back from where they took his kidneys.
They didn't take my kidneys.
I kept texting him. You still, every time he texts or something,
sure?
I'd be like, did he get your kidneys yet?
No.
They only take one at a time.
I did.
Have you been sore?
Like,
no.
Like he would literally text me something. I'd be like, did they get your kidney yet?
No, they didn't get my kidney. No, I had a good time. I was out there doing a little filming project, and I don't want to throw out too much of that. But it's definitely a fun little project. You never know. You might not only hear me, but you may see me on the television screen soon. And I'll leave it at that.
I think it would probably be better TV if they could hear you, too.
Well, I mean, hear and see, like, yeah, combined.
Well, that's said. A closed caption.
It's really.
You can read it in my voice.
Subtitles.
And right at the subtitle, he got a deep voice.
I'm really big in Discovery Espanol.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Bert.
How do you say?
No. No, Professor.
All right.
So the professor texts me, and he goes, Rob, what are we talking about? And I said, I don't know. Won't you see what Kobe's doing? Kobe, of course, texts me, and he goes, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. That's what I just asked the professor. So, you know, professor had a good idea. And we hadn't talked about it.
Third week in a row. Professors, you're on the road. You're on a roll.
Call you butter.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
We are putting
Well, and to be fair, I was reminded by our buddy Blake that we actually talked about this last week on the show and said what we were going to be talking about.
See, that's what I like about our listeners.
Because they listen?
Yeah, because we
forget.
Listening.
We forget.
But you don't understand. When you're doing radio, people ask me all the time, what'd you talk about? Hell, I don't know. I forgot.
I do that a lot.
That's the reason why I do listen. It's like a shock. It's new to me, too.
Ricky asks me all the time. He's like, what'd y'all talk about? I don't know.
It's kind of like, you know, like when you're in school and your mom said, what'd you learn today? Nothing. Of course, there again, I can look over at Kobe and I can see that kind of.
Right, like, talking about the radio
it's believable.
Show.
Like, nothing. I learned how to pick seashells up at the beach.
It's going to be an awesome show. Make sure to listen.
Yeah. What'd you do? Nothing. But,
but it is one of my kind of, I'm a fan of what we're going to talk about. I really do like them in a lot of different forms.
Well, this is the thing. We're actually talking about kit cars, replica cars, and I've always been intrigued by them. I like them, and, you know, I'm not saying they're becoming a thing of the past because they're still around, but their heyday was the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
The thing is now they've gotten to be good, so they're a lot more expensive.
Yes.
Like, I got into them when I was like 8 or 9 years old. My older brother was getting like literature sent to him because back then that's how you got stuff was literature.
Before the internet.
For like Kelmark GTs and, you know, other Dino replicas and things like that. It's like, yeah, you buy a bug and send us $39.95 and you can have a fake Ferrari. And, you know, I mean, when you're 8 years old, that's pretty awesome.
You're faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
You know, in some of the coolest cars, you know, some of the coolest cars that you see on TV and things of that nature are kit cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of TV cars.
You remember back in the day, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie, and we're going to have to Google it because it's going to aggravate me, but it was based out of Dallas, Texas, and there was a guy, it was like a Lamborghini Countach kit car, and the guy was getting married, and he had just enough money to buy it. And he went down there and got it, and it ended up being some kind of scam or something. And he got the car, and it was a big piece of trash. And ends up falling in love with the sales girl, and the dealership blows up. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's super 80s. Like
it's not a Robin Williams.
No. No name actors. This is okay. B movie at best. Like the car breaks down, and he's riding around in this Lamborghini kit car, and it's gorgeous Lamborghini kit car. And they pick it up with a big truck wrecker, so it's like dangling like a fish on a hook on the back of the truck as they're going down the road. I thought that was hilarious, but
I'm not familiar with that film.
We're going to Google it. It's Lamborghini Countach kit car movie. I mean, it's how you're going to find it. But I start thinking about that and how big, you know, the stretched Fiero is making the Lamborghini Countaches and things, and then of course a lot of Ferrari kits come off based off the Fiero too.
Yeah, Ferrari wasn't happy about that.
No. Ferrari was not happy about any replicating anything they do. Of course, I'm pretty sure Lamborghini would either.
Well, yeah, but not quite as passionate.
Yeah, you know, arsonist. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, film guru, and financial analyst Richard Hoskins.
I knew how to work at Google.
So, what was the name of that movie?
It Takes Two.
I wonder if old DJ Easy Rock, if that's where he got the idea.
Well, it's 1988.
Old Rob Bass.
Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. About the same time. Really.
Exactly.
It was, because that was the first CD I ever owned.
Really?
CD.
A compact disc.
A compact disc. It's the future.
It was, man. It was crazy. Like, you don't have to rewind it. You don't have to do anything. You can just listen to It Takes Two.
You can take a hard breath and it skips, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nah, man. I had the Fisher sound system. Like, I had all of that.
This is high tech.
Joy and Pain.
This is hi-fi.
Joy and Pain, man. Had all about it.
Oh, Lord. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's
Cubby
said, on?
That was the first record I ever bought.
But, Richard, did your Fisher have, like, the 60-band EQ that went with it?
It did. It was actually pretty awesome. My oldest brother bought it for my dad, who didn't want it, but 10-year-old me did. It had, like, a cabinet. And it had, like, a head unit, and then it had another unit with two cassette players, and it had the CD six-disc changer, and two subwoofers that had 12s. Like, this was, like...
DJ Easy Rock.
It didn't have the big EQ in it?
Joy. It had an EQ on the CD player, but I think it was only, like, 6-band.
Oh.
I was 10, man. I was pretty psyched about it.
I would be, too.
I'd be pretty psyched about it today.
Exactly. Hey, believe
whatever,
it or not,
whatever happened things, to big stereos?
Oh, them things are hot right now.
Yeah, they're worth a lot of money now.
A lot of money.
Even car audio, like Rockford Fosgate Punch stuff, Punch 45.
Crazy
look
money.
Look them up.
Yeah.
See what they're going for.
Some of your old school Orions.
I got several still. I got a couple Punch
45s.
They're
going for more than they sold for new.
Yep.
That's nuts.
I got a Punch 150.
Sounded good, man. It was good stuff.
Yep. It still is great stuff. End of the day, that technology is still better than what you got today.
It hasn't gotten better. It's just gotten cheaper.
A sub's a sub.
Now the subs...
Better. No, but...
The subs have gotten better, but the amps have not.
Well, I see what you're saying. Like the composition of a speaker is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get past a paper speaker, it's really... You know what I'm saying.
There's only so much you can do.
I mean... You had square ones.
You can't.
That was the worst design Kicker ever come up with.
These square ones, man. These solo barracks, boy, they hit harder than anything.
That was
I think it was designed by the guy that didn't want to cut circles in a speaker box.
or needed the space, like, not, you know, like, instead of doing, like, a 12, yeah, you do, like, a 10-inch square.
But, yeah, the square sub was the worst design sub ever made.
Really?
Yes. Think about it.
And they're stupid looking.
Take a Frisbee, move it through the air. It'll go. Throw a square through the air, it won't go as quick. Because, exactly, each corner will fold compared to an oval that moves in and out. It was a proven fact when, at like SEMA and a lot of the world shows and stuff, when all the solar barracks come out, they were testing them and all that stuff. Bad reviews.
Burr.
I don't know. I never would have bought them. I remember I bought
two Sony Explode 10s. I was a Sony guy.
Woo!
Because I liked it because it matched my car. You know, it was black and red. Like, that was my thing. Like, it drove me nuts.
It looks good.
You have your theme. And like in my Mustang, I had my MTXs. What was the MTX? What was the hot MTX everybody had?
Thunders.
Yeah, I had MTX Thunders. And I went and bought a pawn shop amp, like a no name,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a Legacy. And that thing is like a, it's like a, you know, 15,000 watt, but really made about 12 watts.
Yeah. And my, and got like 300 degrees in my, instantly.
Oh, God. You could like, you could, you could toast bread on it.
In my high school Taurus, two MTX-12s, not the Thunders, but just regular MTXs, and went to one of those traveling road shows and bought an amp. Finally got it hooked up, finally got it working, had to immediately like rip all the wires out of it because it was about to catch on fire. And I was like, you know what? I think I'd rather just go fast. And that was the end of my car audio day.
You know, the car audio thing, that was a big thing, though.
Huge. I made a lot of money back in the day when I had to shop.
But I don't think it's as popular as it used to be.
No.
You can't. You can't. One, I mean, on new cars, you can't go buy a $200 Sony head unit and pop it in your dash.
Nope.
So you remember when the flip screens came out?
Oh, yeah.
That was... Oh, you got that new Kenwood?
I had one of the first, believe it or not, I had one of the first flip screens because I actually got it at a trade show that I was at, and one of our sponsors
can you watch TV going down the road?
Yep.
It's frowned upon.
Give that as a rule.
You know who the first one to come out with a flip screen was? And this will blow your mind if you really think.
I want to say JVC.
Negative.
Jensen.
Jensen. Was the first
that
one.
That had to have sucked.
I remember first Jensen one. And Kenwood, well, they were, yep. Like they first, they come out like right, and one was like dramatically cheaper than the other.
Yep.
Like
that would one, be Jensen, I'm going to
Oh, yeah, Jensen was dark.
Yes.
But Jensen was the
pile of the day.
Jensen was the one you bought at AutoZone.
Yep. They were the first ones
Pet
to
boys,
come out.
Get it right. Get it right.
They were the first ones to come out with a flip screen.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Very first one.
But you got to think about all that movement. I mean, it's. It's just asking for problems.
Well, and this was in, what, like 98?
Man. Crazy thing is they still sell a ton of them.
Yeah. Gotta have that. Another touchscreen flip screen.
Yep.
And then it came out with the double dens, you know, all that stuff. I mean,
and then they come out with the mirrors.
Technology. Mirrors. But, I mean, okay. Yeah. So, getting back, we got off track. Yep. We're talking about kit cars. So, you were talking about... Like the Ferrari Dino kits. You said the Kilmar.
What Kilmar GT was one. Man, there were.
I'll tell you another. A blast from the past company. And they were huge. Classic Motor Carriages from Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were huge. You know, they made the Porsche Boxster. Uh-huh. Or not the Boxster, but the Porsche Speedster.
Speedster.
And a wide body and a regular. Uh-huh. They made an MG.
Yeah. TC/TD.
Yeah. And then they made a Cobra.
Uh-huh.
And then they made the...
They made some kind of old school...
33 Ford Hot Rod.
Well, yeah, they also made like a fake generic, like, Duesenberg Auburn.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, they spit these things out. And last time, matter of fact, there was a classic, and I'm trying to remember what the car... I think it was actually one of the MGs. It was at Wheels Through Time Museum, where we'll be at...
April 4th.
Yeah, they're...
April 4th.
And, you know, at Wheels Through Time.
That's less than a month.
That's insane.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
We're going back in time again.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hopefully we see some of our old guys, friends from last year.
Guys, I promise. I promise we got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a big shout out to Eugene, Oregon?
Eugene.
There might be one or two people that might catch on that I was listening to Sublime on the way here. And I'm out of cities. I don't have a list.
What happened to fight truckers or
truck fighters?
Yeah.
Oh, man, the shirt's coming. I'm praying it gets here before Saturday.
My t-shirt.
I got the last large, so if anyone's looking for a Truck Fighters t-shirt, I think they have plenty of medium, extra large, and smalls left.
And smalls.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Talking kit cars.
I seen a really cool one on Marketplace a little while ago.
What'd you see?
It is a Volkswagen Bug that's been converted to a little mini 40 Ford.
You know, they had the 40 Ford ones like you're talking about.
Yep.
You remember they had the Rolls Royce?
Yeah, the Rolls Royce.
Remember Wesley Snipes drove one in Major League?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Speaking of another kit car.
Because we all know that Volkswagen Beetles look so much like 59 and 60 Rolls Royces.
Yeah.
But they do kind of resemble a 40 Ford in a way. They got the round roof. They got the round roof and the round back end.
If you squint and you don't see well,
well,
or hear well,
and you get really far back,
and no, they don't.
I mean, they're. It's kind of like saying a football and a basketball resemble each other.
These cars are cool though because they're like kitschy cool.
Yes,
like everyone knows. Like, all right, clearly that's a Volkswagen.
Yes,
but it's a Volkswagen that they put.
Henry Ford's doing a facepalm.
Some whole other stuff on, and it, you know, it's cool looking.
You know what, though? It's the one damn Ford that don't have a Chevrolet motor in it. You ever notice that?
Probably.
I love it. It puts joy in my heart.
It's probably the only
stab.
It's actually probably one of the only Fords that actually make it to the show.
If it don't have a Chevrolet motor in it.
You do realize that we're hosting a car show this weekend, correct?
So don't bring your 44. Not bring your 44. I'm just messing. That was yesterday.
You know that yesterday we hosted a car show, correct? And there weren't any Fords there because of what you just said.
No, what Rob said. Oh, so Mustang Club, we love you. No, we do, really.
We do.
I like Fords.
I do, too.
We like everything except
Subarus.
Nah.
Subarus are okay. The WRXs. I've got to lay off the Subaru guys. I was giving them a hard time for a long time.
Yeah, I think we all did there.
But we still give Dodge people a hard time.
Dude, they're
used to it.
They're used to it. They just take one on the chin for the team.
That Subarus they're fun. But I like them because there's a bunch in TR, and everybody that comes to my office knows that I'm a hot rodder. So, like,
About
13 times a day, somebody will go by my office and, like, rev their engine or a blow-off valve or the downshift. And the Subarus are cool because you always know that's a Subaru.
Yeah.
Like, they...
What was that sound one more time to make?
They're very distinctive. Well, they sound like Volkswagens. Just
Volkswagens.
Like, they sound like old air-cooled Volkswagens that have power and blow-off valves.
See, I like the little Volkswagens that were like the little air-cooled Porsches kit cars, you know, that they use. I like them.
Those are cool because they do look very authentic, and, you know, they are reliable. You know, you can fix one with a toothbrush. So, I mean, they actually are really good replica cars, especially for somebody that's not a mechanic or that's not super into the car scene. You can pick one up pretty cheap. They look very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to anyone except anyone that's into Porsches. But, and, I mean, it's a Volkswagen. And
yeah.
Volkswagen, like the Fiero, it is a very, very versatile car.
They are.
It is a versatile car.
And for the most part, super low maintenance. That's what's so nice about a Volkswagen. Super, super low maintenance.
Right.
Just make sure it's got a little bit of oil in it, and you're going to go.
It's got some oil.
Some oil, and it's going to go.
Check your gas dipstick
and let it ride.
Your gas dipstick.
But when it comes to kit cars, I was never big on the Lamborghini kit cars because they just look.
Some are better than others.
Most of them look horrible.
Well,
especially like the Testarossa ones with the
wide Ferrari
or whatever. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Ferrari Testarossa.
Those Lamborghini Testarossas.
Yeah, you know the Lamborghini Testarossa, but no, the actual Ferrari Testarossa. That's what I meant to say. The ones with the big fins that come out in size.
They're called strakes.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Well, the strakes look like.
Here's the thing. The problem with both Lamborghini and Ferrari kit cars. Is they make very good ones and they make very bad ones, but the very good ones cost $75,000.
Well, and the thing is, the time you build it, you have almost as much as a real Lamborghini when it's done.
You probably have a better car.
I will say that. So there was a guy here in town that built a Diablo.
Yes.
And he put a Northstar V8 in it. And, you know, did all this work. And he said, man, I got $150,000 for it. You could have bought at the time a new Diablo.
Yeah,
now they're more than that, but at the time. But you could have bought a Diablo with Woody. I mean, the car is absolutely gorgeous because he said, I got Lamborghini spec wheels. I got Lamborghini this, Lamborghini that, real Lamborghini seats, real this. You should have just bought a damn Lamborghini and been done with it.
You clearly want one.
Yeah.
You know, I got all the real Lamborghini emblems. I got this, but everything but a Northstar V8.
See, that's what I don't get about the whole kit car like that, like the Ferrari or the Lamborghini or whatever. Okay, if you want one that bad and you're going to spend that kind of money to get a good one, end of the day, just buy one.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, you're right.
There's no point of having a kit car when it comes to that kind of... I could see having a $10,000 kit car.
It's like having a $15,000 fake Rolex.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, that is exactly right. You know, but this is, you know, I could see a $10,000 kit car, but when you get into the 20s, 30s, 40s, $50,000 for these kit cars, what is the point that you're doing? Because you could buy almost the real thing.
Or you can buy something else.
Exactly. That's real.
You could.
You can't afford a Lamborghini, and you kind of like the idea, get a Lotus Spree. You can still get them for 30.
You know what? Those ones with the styrofoam frames or something with the fiberglass.
They were strange vehicles.
Very. That's the one. So you're talking about, we're talking about the Pretty Woman, Richard
Gere.
Yeah. Those were cool cars.
Yeah, they were.
They're not good cars. But, yeah. $25,000 gives you a lot of room to eat over $275,000.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is the value ever going to shoot up on those cars like it did with all the others?
Not like the others. Because they suck. They're not.
They're not fast.
You know, we had a show yesterday, and there might have been one there. No, I'm just kidding.
It wouldn't have made it. It didn't make it.
Now he won't be there. No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to listen to the show, and he's not going to come. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to have a Gallardo. I'm not in a place right now where I can afford a toy like that. So I bought an old Corvette. Not the same thing at all, but I'd rather have my real Corvette than a fake Gallardo that I could buy for the money that I paid for my Corvette.
It would actually be more money than that,
you
really. Just,
you move up to what you want, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with kit cars, especially if you build them yourself, because that's an activity. It's great, father-son project, things like that. But don't make a crappy one.
Well, I mean, some people just have bad taste, though. You know,
that's true.
I mean,
some people just have delusions. Craigers
don't belong on your Lamborghini kit car.
What? Yeah, right. What? They don't.
No white letter tires on no Lamborghinis. That's bad.
You always got that one jerk that, and he never built it. He always buys it and maybe has it finished, that is driving like the 94.5-inch wheelbase, Fiero-based Countach kit car with the keystones on it. That, you know, is driving around, like, looking at everybody as it goes by, you know, check out my Lamborghini.
With the 2.8 still in it.
Yeah, it's burning oil.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Them are the kit cars that just drive. No.
I understand why people build them, because it is something to do.
I mean, it's fun. It's neat. Build a model. It's a lot of work, too, though.
Build a model.
I
mean, it's not worth it.
Just build a model.
Yeah. Or just get something else.
Put a poster on the wall.
But then you got the other end of kit cars today. I think the cool word to call them now is component cars.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got companies making, you know, like GT40s and Cobras and stuff.
Yes.
Like Factory 5. Yeah. We'll get into that here in another segment.
Yeah, because they're a good bridge.
Yes.
It's the happy medium. They've come a long way.
They've come a long way.
Fit, finish, and quality all the way around. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Pitt's in the studio. And in the studio, as always, is, Lord, I'm going to pray for that boy, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on up in Billings, Montana? Or is that over in Billings, Montana?
It would be over and up.
All right, what's going on over and up in Billings, Montana?
Or just across.
Or just across to Billings, Montana. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Navigational Guide / Legal Counsel / Cool Car Guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone? Speaking of kit cars, why we're thinking about fiberglass, I want to send out some prayers to the Malone family. Terry Malone, one of the greatest, probably fiberglass car builders around here, passed away this week. Thoughts and prayers goes out to your family, Mr. Malone.
Rest in peace, definitely.
Terry, Terry was a fiberglass guru
in
this area. Back in the day, like I'm talking about the real Incredible Hulk, not the Marvel series, but like the television show back in the late 70s. He actually made all the props. So like if you've seen Lou Ferrigno pick up a big boulder, Terry Malone made it.
He's got,
that was very cool.
He's got so many molds and just stuff. I mean, it's amazing what the man has. And like what's so cool is, you know, I talked to his son and he's got a cool fiberglass roadster that he built, and Lee is going to drive it, you know, this week.
That's pretty cool. A lot of times the people that are the most talented and the most skilled and gifted are the ones whose names you often don't hear.
Exactly. This guy made some amazing stuff. Built some amazing race car bodies.
Oh, yes.
Amazing race car bodies over the years, too. Definitely a loss to the industry all the way around. And I mean, a legend, really. I mean, from way back. Man, Kobe.
I know.
Just bring it down on us.
I did, but
we got like seven more minutes in this segment. We could have done this.
It's been raining on my heart for all week. It really has.
It's been kicking around the back of my mind too.
Lee, his son, is a great friend of mine, and you know Terry was a great friend of mine, and I hate it. But
I hate it like anything.
Prayers for the family.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. So we were talking about the kit cars, and we're talking about the Ferrari hated being replicated, probably worse than any manufacturer.
He'd kill you.
My favorite, exactly. my two favorite kit cars in the world are the car from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The Ferrari California 250
long wheelbase California.
Yeah, I just watched that
movie this week.
But what they call it in the movie? GT California.
Yeah,
something.
It was a 250 or 275 long wheelbase is what it actually was, and California's they made like 50 of them or something, and there's like 10 left or something like that. I mean, it's literally a $50 million car.
He knows the mileage, Ferris. I love that. But that car was so pretty. And it was an automatic.
It was a Ford
drivetrain in it. Mm-hmm. That thing brought crazy money. Remember it went across Barry Jackson, that car did. But that was, to me, that's a classy.
I don't think I'd want it after that jump scene.
Well, it pretty much had no miles. It had no miles. It went in reverse. They wiped all miles off.
True. That undoes everything.
It does.
Kind of like when we get to that show yesterday.
Yeah.
We got to they built three. They built the car that went over and that went out the glass at the back.
Yeah, that one's done.
They had the stunt
driver,
car,
probably.
The stunt car. Yeah. And then they had the actual the hero car.
Mm-hmm.
But, I thought that was interesting. I always liked that car, though. That's with the knockoffs and the wires and all that. And that brings me to the next one's the Ferrari Daytonas. Of course, you see them on Miami Vice, which was made them famous, the McBurney Daytonas. I love a Ferrari Daytona, probably one of the most attractive automobiles I've ever seen in my life.
They are gorgeous. And I know this doesn't work with the replicas, but I personally prefer the coupes from the real 365 GTBs.
So I like the drop top.
There's nothing that you can use to replicate that.
No, you can't do that. But I love that style. And I know the Corvette's 4 inches shorter than a real, or 4 inches, it's a little bit longer or
probably
shorter?
Probably longer, knowing, like, Ferraris are heavy, but they're generally quite small.
Right, so, I mean, but I know that there's a
I would
little,
say the Corvette probably, the C3 Corvette probably has a longer wheelbase.
I mean, I think, the dimensions are a little different, but all in all, other than the windshield post, they're really a pretty close kit.
If you could replicate that windshield and find a top, like make a top work on it, you could have a damn near perfect replica.
Yeah, I mean, because they were even popping the dashes and everything in those cars. I mean, when he did it right. Like, he popped. Like, they made the dashes. I think what the thing's funny is you see some of the Bernie cars have the dash and console,
yeah,
and some don't.
Yeah, I think you could go, different levels.
Like, different levels with them. Because some of them you do. All the Miami Vice cars had that. They had the dash and all that stuff in them. But I noticed some of them you see still have, a mid-70s Corvette dash in them. And the majority of them were automatics, which blows my mind. You think?
It doesn't really surprise me. Just because, think about the usually gentlemen and perhaps occasional lady that would be buying that vehicle.
A fake Ferrari.
Like, you're already fronting, I don't know. I don't see any hardcore enthusiasts really going after
it. I'd want the gated looking shifter and all that if I was going to do it, though.
Yeah. Well, I would want a gate. I would want, like, a real gated shifter. I mean, I know the gearbox wouldn't force you to do it, but a piece of aluminum on your shift plate
exactly.
would.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's just a – those were just – I love that car, especially with the wire wheels. Oh, man.
They were beautiful.
Just thinking about Don Johnson now, riding around Miami. That's where they have Miami. Yeah.
In a white sport coat and a blue shirt.
Yeah, T-shirt.
Blue T-shirt. Except that blue T-shirt cost $150.
And it's Gucci. But it doesn't say it on it.
No, because if you don't know, then –
That was the thing was crazy was, so Ferrari had such a hissy about them using the McBurney Daytona in Miami Vice that they gave them a car, but told them the only way we're going to give you a car is you have to destroy on camera the Daytona. So it got, what was it, blown up by the mob, or whoever the mob.
It got blown up.
Yeah, it got blown up.
I know that.
Yeah, it did get blown up.
I don't remember the plot line, but I do remember the explosion.
I'll be honest with you, did it even have one? You know, I mean, it was, they chased bad guys in a Ferrari.
They could have just shown that scene for an hour.
All I do is I remember Phil Collins songs, blazer, sport coats and T-shirts, and dope dealers. That I remember that, but.
I tell you. Believe it or not, like...
And how Don Johnson always looked like he needed to shave.
Yes. Well, it's a 5 o'clock shadow.
It never went past that, though. How did you do
that? I don't know how people... Some people do that, man. Trimmers.
Did he have a razor that was, like, turned down 30,000s or something?
I mean, just trimmers. That's all.
That is a talent.
Just trimmers.
That's why I've never been a model.
Just trimmers, because you couldn't grow the 5 o'clock shadow?
Yeah, man. I can't rock that.
But no, really, when the Miami Vice come out, that's when I first kind of – I actually like Phil Collins songs because of Miami Vice. Who doesn't like Phil Collins songs because of Miami Vice? That's where everybody knows him from. I don't think he would have probably made it.
Who's heard of Genesis? That's dumb.
But
it really put him on the map.
It did, I think.
It helped.
I think it put him on the map. I'm sticking to it. Put him on the map.
Remind me to tell you a little bit about the history of Genesis on the commercial break.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
We're going to get schooled. You know, the guy that his first CD was DJ Easy Rock and Rob Bass.
No, but, I mean, really, if you think about, like, the TV shows from the 80s, what was the show with the coyote?
Hardcastle and McCormick.
Yep, Hardcastle and McCormick.
That was my favorite.
I love Hardcastle.
That was a good one.
And that was actually loosely based on a McLaren race car from the 60s.
Yeah, but it was a Volkswagen.
Yeah, except it had a Volkswagen engine in it, of course. But
yeah, that thing was cool, though. It had the Champ 500 wheels on it. You know, I mean, that's...
It said Coyote in big freaking letters across the bottom of it.
But, I mean, but that was cool, though. It was a TV cool car. Just like Knight Rider, when the Trans Am... And, like, it went into pursuit mode. It had all these stupid things stick out of it. But when we were a kid, that was the coolest thing ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now we look at it like, boy, that would really slow you down.
Exactly. You know, it's like pursuit mode and a parachute pops out, you know? It's the same difference. Oh, me. Speaking of parachutes, we got to put the brakes on, guys. We got to take a small commercial break. Stay tuned. We got a whole lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.